It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back, 23 minutes after 11 o'clock. As I've mentioned throughout the program, we go from men's State of Origin last night in Adelaide to women's State of Origin game one tonight at CommBank Stadium. The live call right here on SEM with Jimmy Smith and my next guest this morning, Mary Konstantopoulos, who joins us. Mary Kay, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Maddie?
I'm good. How are you after last night, first of all?
Look, a little bit deflated, but I have to be honest, Women's State of Origin is one of my favourite nights of the year, so I'm just really excited about tonight.
We got the news this morning that Tiana Panattoni has been ruled out of tonight's game, so a hamstring injury for there, and Kylie Hilda was on the program. I spoke to her the other day as well, so some team changes ahead of kickoff tonight.
Would it be a State of Origin without a couple of little injuries, Matty, or a couple of little team changes before we get there?
Exactly. And that's what we like, Mary. This is the whole thing about the drama. But what about your thoughts about going from one to two? I mean, I made it clear, and I remember we had this discussion last year. One State of Origin match is not enough for the women. Two's better, but it still doesn't make three, doesn't it? I mean, why don't we just bite the bullet?
I couldn't agree more with you, Maddie. I think it's really important that we move to a three-game series, and it's really interesting in determining how the two-game series is going to be decided. If we end up with a draw, going into camp, all the women, and Kylie and Tani would have both thought that New South Wales would have gone in with a slight advantage, given that they won the series last year. I think the decision to go to aggregate points is better, but it was made quite late. Like, to have the players only finding out as they're going into camp is quite odd. And please don't ask me if we're equal when it comes to points at the end of the two games, because then the calculation becomes just a little bit too hard for me.
Yeah, it's seriously odd. I mean, not only did the players and all that not know until, like you say, they went into camp, but they weren't consulted. And Kylie admitted to me that there was no consultation. She found out when everybody else found out. But look, it is what it is. But do you think that it changes anything in terms of the style of play? Because it means now that points on the board matter more than ever, as in aggregate points. The more you score, the more you're in the hunt to not only win the match, but win the series.
Yeah, I think so, Maddie. And I was thinking about, I mean, there was an interview done with Tani Nias last week where she was talking about, you know, the importance of Queensland winning game one before we found out about this change. I wonder whether it would have impacted the people selected into the teams potentially.
Yeah, well, Kylie played a straight bat to me on that one. So
sure she did.
I respectfully don't believe her is what I'm trying to say. Who are the players to watch tonight?
Oh, my goodness, Maddie. So this is going to be a super tight game is my first prediction. So far in the Women's State of Origin history, the games have been decided by an average of 6 points. So it's going to be really close. I'm really interested to see Emma Tonegato at fullback. She has hinted that she might actually be making a move to 5'8" in the NRLW. So this could be her swan song fullback performance. I'm really keen to see how she goes. Everyone is talking about Jessie Southwell, and rightly so. She is the youngest Blues female player to ever make her debut, so that's super exciting. And we saw her take such a leading role for the Knights last year in the NRLW, so that'll be great. For Queensland, they've gone back to the winning formula from 2021. So you'll have noticed that Ali Brigginshaw is not in the half. She's made room for Zahara Tamara, who had a really brilliant NRLW season last year. And I'm looking forward to seeing Ali play in that lock role. And then Tamika Upton, I mean, she's an absolute gun. She's caused plenty of problems for New South Wales. So the fullback battle is actually one that I'm really keen to see tonight.
Yeah, some great positional question marks, I guess, to answer tonight. Now, you're going to have to do all the heavy lifting. You know this, don't you? Because Jimmy's back in. He's wandering around the office, but he's bleary-eyed. I think he got the 6 a.m. out of Adelaide. He was calling last night. He's got to do his show with Mal Meninga. By the time he gets to you at CommBank Stadium, he could be cranky, Jimmy. You know that.
Look, I've never seen Jimmy cranky, and Matty, I don't believe you.
Oh, you know what? You won't know this, but our listeners do, and Jimmy will, but your phone just dropped out right at the point where we were trying to serve him up. But look, that's the way it plays. Mary Kay will be in commentary. Thank you, Mary. If you can hear me, we'll let it go there because your phone's dipped out on us. In commentary tonight with Jimmy Smith. So State of Origin Game 1 at CommBank Stadium. Conditions should be pretty good. Live tonight from 7 o'clock. So make sure you stay tuned on SEN and let's see what happens this evening as opposed to last night at Adelaide Oval. Just crunching some more of those numbers too that we gave you from Channel 9's coverage, and it becomes the, you know, one of the follow-on stories, doesn't it? How many people watched and are they up or down? And is Channel 9 getting it right or wrong? Well, they're up. So let's just put streaming aside for a second. And the streaming figure is over 500,000. But let's just put that aside for the second. And on pure TV number terms, so metropolitan TV and regional TV is how they do it. Last night, there were 2.885 million people watching on the TV screens around the country. That's the biggest audience that they've had on Channel 9 for a State of Origin match since Game 3 2019 in pure TV terms. And it was pretty much equal back then. 2.889. So then when you add the streaming figure, which is 536,000, you start to get an audience of upwards of 3.4 million overall. I mean, this is big numbers, right? And this is the reason why Origin is where it is, as in midweek, and it is late, unfortunately. I think it's too late, and I'm yet to meet somebody who says, no, hey, 8:15, it's fine, or 8:10 by the time they kick off, that's fine. I just think it's too late. I wonder what it would be if they would move it to 7:30, for instance. I'll tell you what it would be. It wouldn't be as productive in terms of the amount of sponsor advertising dollars that Channel 9 get, and therefore that negates what they're willing to pay. So the numbers are what they are, and they are up in terms of what's been happening in the last few years in State of Origin. So that would be a good outcome. The key into all of this is, okay, that 536,000 people who are watching it on streaming, and I was one of them, is that up or down? And did the streaming problems that they have interfere with that? So we're digging around to see that. 1300 01 1170 is the open line number, or 0457 736 736. You know what we've got to do after the news? Tommy's Tribune. Origin Morning, Tommy's Tribune. So now we've dissected the game, we've spoken to all the major players, we've come up with why Queensland won and what New South Wales need to do next. Now just hit us with your headlines. Just go all Origin on us, 0457 736 736.